This is our Airbnb update, episode 119, for Thursday, September 27th, 2007. I would not put myself into a group. Hello everybody, it is 2:30 p.m. right now where I am, and we're starting this a little bit later than we were supposed to because, well...
Shane enjoys procrastinating. I was ready at 9, but no.
Yeah, well, you said you were going to be eating, and you said we'd be starting at roughly 9:15 to 9:30, so...
Well, you could have prepared in the event that I would have eaten fast, but I
well,
do, but...
I was
let us not argue, because we all know you're in the wrong.
Let's I was go. Too busy working on my math problem.
Because the internet went off and Shane had a fit.
No.
What am I going to do all day? No rooms, King.
That's not what I sound like.
Yes, it is.
It sounds like some woman.
I know, I do a good female voice.
Okay, well, that's... I think that might be a topic for another show.
Transvestite update.
I don't know if that would be an appropriate title, though. But anyways... I don't know. Well, we'll get into everything we've been doing personally and RuneScape-wise later on, but I think it's about time we take a look at this tiny, update this week to the Quest Help system. See, when they release these days where there's, like, practically no updates, or these weeks, I mean...
We all know that they've just been doing nothing all week in Jagex office except for playing RuneScape, which is pointless because they all have access to 99 all accounts.
You know, I'm just hoping that they are making something useful out of their time.
Yeah, more money. For them.
No.
Useful
like,
for them,
like fixing
not for
the
us.
Game.
Yeah, they won't fix the game.
Oh, they better. Anyways, 16 brand new quest helps for Biohazard, Clock Tower, Grand Tree, Heroes, Holy Grail, Jungle Potion, Lost City, Monk's Friend, Observatory, Scorpion Catcher, Sheep Herder, Shiloh Village, Temple of Ikov, Tree Gnome Village, Tribal Totem, and Witch's House. Now, have you ever used one of these quest helps before?
No.
I know.
You just go to a website and use their quest guides.
But, see, that's the thing. RuneScape is trying to take over this domain, but it's not really going to happen because you can only get one hint a day. And people are, of course, greedy. But
when they bring out skill calculators and dynamic signatures, be scared.
No. Ours will always be better than theirs.
Or podcasts with Andrew.
I doubt they'd do that. It'd be something like probably like 15 minutes long and wouldn't even talk about like...
Hello, I'm Andrew Gower. This week we talk about how we're fleecing you out of your money while doing nothing with our time.
Oh, boy. I don't know. Only podcast I'd listen to from Jagex would be like a behind-the-scenes podcast, you know? But anyways, back to Quest Help. I've never used this system because by the time it first came out, I had all the quests completed, so there's no point. So I guess this is just more one of their ways for the new members to help them get their feet in the games, eh?
Yes.
Like, I don't know. I don't think it's needed, but I guess it is. So if you've used Quest Help and... neither Brad or I have used Quest Help before, so if you've used Quest Help, and you
go
think
and
it's good or bad...
psychiatric professional.
No, I was going to say, send a PM to either one of us, Shane or Brad. You can do that on the forums at forums.rsbnb.com. Let us know how you feel about Quest Help and whether or not you think it's a good thing to have, because...
PM
well,
him, not me.
Either
one
of us.
I will most likely just make some condescending response.
You'll say thank you, and we'll feature their name on the show. So here's a good chance to get name recognition. But anyways,
like I said, I will just give a condescending response.
I want to know what's happening. So if Brad doesn't want PMs, then I'll take the PMs to Shane on the forums at forums.rsbnb.com.
I don't want PMS. No,
oh,
why would I want
PMs, private messages. Oh boy, one wrong turn after another, don't you think?
No, I'm just misinterpreting what you say deliberately.
Yeah, for your own little giggles inside.
Personal gratification, yes, that's it. Right.
Okay. Postbag from the Hedge, any favorites this month?
No.
My favorite one is the one to the Dragon Impling. basically, that the Dragon Impling gives a response that Puro-Puro is a place of theirs, and they found it, and many others wanted to go there, and their desire attracted to us, and then basically adventurers come and play with them. So they say that they got their dragon items from deep down in the darkness, huge piles of things left for a long time. So, I don't know, is that foreshadowing towards some new dungeon or something, you think?
No, it just sounds like a very obscure answer.
I don't know. It could be foreshadowing. And then the postmaster says, I'm afraid that I had to grab the letter in my teeth and teleport away before that drafted impling tried to steal my letters as well as my pen. I hope none have gone missing from my bag, Posty Pete. Okay, well, I'm going to keep describing this little article while Brad is away. He had to go check something outside his room. But anyways, it says that the dragon implings basically stole their items from the people of RuneScape as regular imps did, and they sense that you have gems in their pocket and they'll take them. They're hungry and they always wonder what else you have. Coins are most desired, and but they don't like holding them, strangely, so I don't know. Mr. Pete has given him a nice pen, so I'm guessing that Posty Pete did lose a pen here. How is the dog?
I don't have a dog.
Okay, your bird then. No. Okay, so my favorite is that Dragon Impling one, so I think that means it's time to move on to the poll. Poll. Player submitted polls number 5. It's hard to believe they've been going on for like 5 months with player submitted polls, don't you think?
No, it isn't. It's because they run out of answers. Another idea how you're paying them for stuff. Right.
Okay, first question, what is your favorite god in RuneScape from Hernel Glutas? We were talking about this name before that we went on air, so tell me what your reasoning behind his name is.
It almost sounds like Colonel something. Hernel Glutas. Colonel Glutas.
Okay, well, 30% say Zamorak, 27% Ceridoman, 23% Guthix, and 7% Zaros.
Other. My favorite RuneScape god is the glorious god Other.
The god of Brad.
The god of Other.
The god of Brad.
No, there I don't worship myself.
There's this one Star Trek episode where...
No!
Where the Picard had to... did something that looked godly, so they started thinking Picard was a god. Anyways, that's my daily Star Trek reference. I was going to say
nobody
something
cares,
about...
Nobody cares.
Surin
nobody cares,
and... But not...
Cares,
but,
nobody cares. Nobody cares, nobody cares, nobody
okay,
cares.
Okay, I'm going to edit you out.
Nobody cares, nobody cares. Right, let's go.
Okay. You just made me lose track, but okay. Next question. How many skill levels do you gain per week on average from Uricall 9?
None, I have 99 in everything.
I don't know, like I had to say 1 to 5 because most of my levels are low or high, so it's not that quick. So yeah, that's my rationale on that, and that's with 62% of the people who voted. Okay, Brad, can you take 3 and 4?
What would you rather be, the richest player or the one with the highest levels? I would rather be both. Where is that option?
There isn't.
Okay, well, since I've already got 99 and everything, as I stated the previous question, I would like to be the richest player in the game.
Yeah, that's what I said too, because highest level just demands attention. But, I don't know.
Money, people don't know if you're rich unless you, like, flaunt it like a moron.
And 14% say I would not be either. So there is no both option.
99% said I wish there was a both option.
Okay, last one.
What group would you say you belong to? Pirate 110.
Okay.
Oh, God. I don't think I belong in any of the... Oh, weird. Yeah, I belong in that group. Weird. I belong in the weird group.
Or emo?
I'm not emo.
What about jock?
How would I be a jock?
Okay, skater?
No, I hate skater. People with skated personality can go throw themselves off a bridge. Seriously.
Punk?
I mean... No.
I put myself into the nerd group. What'd you vote for?
I'm too conformist to put myself in the punk group.
Okay, so
I'd
you
probably,
said...
I'm voting weird.
Okay, yes, you are very weird.
Shut up. Okay, let's
okay.
see. Let's see. Let's see what the majority of the RuneScape population classified. Oh, I would not put myself in a group. And then most put others. Oh, look, the majority of RuneScape is skaters. Assholes.
Okay. I said nerd because the nerd is the nicer version, and the geek is the arrogant and derogatory one who thinks they're better than everyone else.
Okay, you're a geek.
No.
I'm weird.
Oh, that's and for the record, 2% say goth.
Not even 1,000 people.
No. Well, 987. So
I'm surprised 1,000 so many people said 13. Emo. I wouldn't think emo people would be playing RuneScape. They'd be busy cutting themselves.
Okay, let's not go emo here. yeah, so I just love these player-submitted polls, don't you?
Except you can see the crappy names the players choose. Colonel Glutez, Urukai9, that's a crappy Lord of the Rings reference. Chris Gidd, what the fuck? And then Pirate 1. What? RuneScape, people choosing RuneScape names are so bloody...
I really think that Shane 128 and Brad Woodward are good games. Good names.
Good games. Yeah, we are a good game. Mine's not a good game, it's just my full name.
Yeah, but you use it in real life.
Yes, because it's my real name.
It's part of your real name.
I tell you what RuneScape needs to do, which is what WoW has, which I think is good. You aren't allowed to put numbers in your name.
Yeah, then that drastically reduces the number of available names.
Not really.
Yes, it does.
Well, just because you could go out and create an account called Zazima 2225075675999950.
If you remove numbers, it removes the number of names from 37 factorial down to 27 factorial.
So.
Which is quite a bit.
So.
That's lots.
So.
It is. Just trust me.
So.
Anyways, should we?
So.
Should we be moving on now, Mr. Woodward?
Yes, on to questions.
Okay. I will play the first one.
Hi.
Hi. Hi.
Hi.
We got 4 questions for you.
Hi.
If they started shooting a Star Trek series and they offered you the lead role, but you have to move to the USA, would you do it?
Boxes or briefs?
If you didn't have to be a human, what would you be? And please get creative.
Up to date, who is your favorite RuneScape god?
Bye.
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 Okay, so first one, if you were offered a Star Trek position, would you move?
I would take it so I could kill the rest of the cast.
Oh, you wouldn't do that.
Yes, I would.
No.
For the greater good.
No.
For the greater good.
Anyways, yes.
So no, I wouldn't take it.
I would take it. Of course. It would just be then, so fun to do.
Then, you can keep throwing in RSVB update references while you're filming Star Trek.
Sure. Little references like a city named Falador, maybe on a new planet.
Oh, Jesus Christ. You didn't have to actually come up with them. That was totally lame. Let's continue.
Okay, boxers or briefs?
I refuse to answer this question on the bounds of my personal privacy.
Okay. Same here. I refuse to answer this question. What's the word? I abstain. There you go. I abstain from answering this question. Oh, God, that made me forget. What was the third one now? Oh, right. If you didn't have to be a human, what would you be? Who would you be? Weasel?
No, I'm sort of moving away from the weasel. I think I would like to be a rock.
Okay. I'd have to say a cat. Okay, and
I'll tell you what I'd be. I'd be a computer.
Really?
I'd be an evil supercomputer.
Okay. Well, that's nice.
Thank you. It is nice.
Yeah. And what would this evil supercomputer do?
Kill stuff.
Okay. Yeah, I just sent you on MSN the numbers of names. The first one is 37 factorial, which is including spaces and whatnot.
Oh, come on, you can still have quite a few without numbers.
No. No.
There's only...
That's how many different arrangements of those 27 characters there would be. Not then you have to take into account dictionaries and so I'm not gonna...
Sorry, did you just call me a dick?
No, I said you have to take into account dictionaries.
Okay.
The things you look words up in, you know? Anyways, thank you, Alex, for those interesting questions. You do know we do have the right to abstain from answering certain questions. Anyways, next one is from the...
We do.
Yes, and the next one is from the other Alex. When was the last time you cried?
I cry a lot for a guy, but I haven't cried in a while. If something like really upsets me, I wouldn't be afraid to cry. I do cry a lot. I cry, okay?
Okay.
I cry. I'm coming to terms with that now. I cry a lot. Not a lot, but quite a lot.
Okay. I don't exactly know. It's hard to remember, but I think part of the reason why I don't that often is because I try and remain detached from things.
From emotion, yes.
Yeah.
I've noticed that.
Yeah, you know that. So that's what I try and do.
Last time I cried, let me see, when was the last time I cried? Last time I cried was, I'd say it's probably a couple of months ago now.
When you forgot your lunch at home.
I don't bring my, what? No, he only said when was the last time you cried. He said why was the reason you last cried. So,
okay.
Okay. Word your question.
Okay, thank you, Alex.
Okay.
Unless you're not done with this one.
No, I'm fine.
Okay, good.
I'm done. I'm over it. It's cool.
Okay, now you take this next one.
Would you shave every hair on your body if you were paid to do it? And that question is from Kelsey. Depends how much I was paid.
Ah, yeah, same. It'd have to be at least, $3,000.
I'd do it for $1,000.
Okay. So
actually, no. No,
that's
Brad's
price.
More than $1,000 because I value my hair very much.
So you'd have to shave your head, too.
I know that. That's why I was rethinking, because I value my hair very much.
Oh, boy. I wish people would answer their questions that they send, you know? It would just make it so much more fun. Then you could, have a discussion.
Do one where they have to answer the question themselves.
We've tried that before. It didn't work.
Oh.
Okay.
Bastards.
Shane and Brad, do either of you have a Facebook or MySpace? If so, what are your names? Love, GZ Pro. Brad?
I used to have a MySpace for a very short amount of time. I'm ashamed to say I know it was wrong, and I won't make that mistake again.
Facebook?
Please forgive me. No. Although one of my dad's friends the other week, when we were around their house, and they're like 25 and 26, and they were like, so you don't have a Facebook then? No? Oh, we searched for you on Facebook, we were going to add you. I was like, what? I don't have a Facebook. Morons.
I don't have either. Like, I wish we had someone's MySpace page to demo, but basically all MySpace is a collection of images, a shoddy background.
I know plenty of people with MySpace.
And bad music. That's what MySpace is for me, and frankly, I don't want that. I'm perfectly content with the blog at shane.rsbnb.com.
Yeah, WordPress owns your faces.
Yeah, and Facebook, no, I really don't enjoy having people find where I am and what I'm up to. I like being anonymous. That was from GZ Pro. Okay. Next one.
Thank you, GZ Pro. If you could choose from being a cog or a locust, what would you be?
Okay, you first.
Do they mean like a cog that's a part of a gear system?
Huh.
I'm pretty sure there's a band called Cog.
I'm looking up the definition of cog. It's a chip on glass or a type of substantial sailing ship. A 12th century Northern European trading vessel.
I would like to be a European trading vessel. That would be quite fun, yes.
Or you could be a locust.
Yeah, I want to be a locust.
I'd rather be a cog, I think.
Yeah, I'd like to be a locust. I think I'd make a good locust, personally.
Why?
Because I don't know. I just said that. I don't have to reason myself to the likes of you.
Yeah, I'd pick cog. Thank you, Steven. Weird questions this week. all across the board so far. Next one is from PFK99s, and he says, how long do you think it will take for the autoers to return to P2P? It seems like many of the woodcutting and fishing bots have been banned, so I assume they will work their way back. Also, I plan on, we'll do the first one first and take the second one second. So, how long do you give it?
2 months, 7 days, 23 hours, 2 seconds.
Okay. See, it's all it takes for them to come back is to have the AutoWing software redesigned. So, in essence, Jagex will not be able to keep up, unfortunately. But I was in free-to-play this past weekend for the RSPNV event, and there are still many, many there. So it's only a matter of time before they come back, and I'm frankly not quite sure what can be done unless we go with the minigame option as suggested in episode 112 or what. I have no idea what we could do to prevent it. Like, captures don't work. We learned that in RuneScape Classic with fatigue. Random events don't work. We learned that in RuneScape 2. I don't know. The only way we'd have to make him...
Name storm.
Huh?
Sorry, I'm singing.
Oh, okay. Well, I have no idea. Do you have any ideas?
No, but I think they will come back.
Eventually, yes.
Eventually, yes.
Okay.
And then we will all be scared.
This new question applies to you, Brad. Or the next one, I mean. I'm also planning on buying a new microphone as well as a webcam sometime in the end of the year. Any suggestions on to brand or specific features I should look for? My budget isn't known, but I don't plan on spending hundreds of dollars. Okay. Well, let's do the microphone one first. I personally think that the best headsets you can get out there, headset microphone combos, are from Logitech. The one that I use for recording the show, gaming, VoIP, and whatnot and everything is a Logitech, I don't know the model number, but it's their upper-level USB one, and it cost me about $80 Canadian. Brad, do you have any input?
No, except that my luck with headphones is bad.
Yeah, so you should get one of these Logitech ones.
If you like wasting money.
yeah, Logitech or Plantronics are good too. I happen to know the DSP USB ones, but make sure you go USB. That's the best way to go. And as for webcams, the best alternative for a webcam, believe it or not, would be actually to hook up a mini DV cam with a FireWire cable to your computer and use that as a webcam. But that would give the best frame rate, quality, and everything. But if you want to just go with a standard one, just go with Logitech again. They always make good webcams. And whenever I had a webcam, yes, I did have a webcam in the past. It's always been Logitech. What about you?
Yeah, I have a Logitech webcam, but it's not plugged in, and I rarely use it.
And you don't want to plug it in, do you?
No, because Shane will ask to see me.
Yeah, and we don't want to do that.
And we don't want to know what he's going to do.
Like what?
I don't want to say, Shane. This is, you know, kids listen to this show.
Okay. Then I take it we should be moving on.
That we should, yes.
Okay. Next one. It's for me, so I'll take it. Shane, how was your reaction when you finally got 99 farming? Brad, have you ever heard of Travis Barker, and what do you think of him? From Zach.
You answer your question.
Well,
Travis Barker, I know that name.
Okay.
I'll try to think of who he is, and you answer your question.
99 farming was sort of, it's sort of surreal, and I still can't believe that it's actually done. When I still log into this day, which was, considering I only got it last weekend, it still feels sort of shocking. So that's what I have to say about that. Now, who is Travis Barker?
I think he's in a band.
Really? Is he related to Bob Barker?
I don't know. I think he's in Blink-182. That crappy,
Let's
horrible
see.
Band. I think he is in Blink-182.
No free image for him. Born November 14th, 1975, Fortana,
That's nice
California.
That's nice to know.
Various genres, including pop, punk, third wave, ska, alternative
Just
rock,
Just tell me
hip-hop.
What goddamn band he was in.
Let's see. Blink 182, 1998 to 2005.
Told you.
Okay.
Oh, yes. I am all-knowing. I am all-powerful. All bow before me.
And he's going to be in a movie. A few movies this year.
Nobody cares.
Okay, we should be moving onwards then, shouldn't we?
Yes, that we should.
Thank you, Zach. Next one, Brad.
Your question is appreciated. Okay, hang a second. I'm just, right. Shane, did you enjoy high school? If so, any favorite year or particular reason? Please rate your overall high school experience out of 10. Same question for Brad if he wishes, which he does not. Braron 58.
Okay. Yes, I did enjoy it. Favorite year, grade 12. Final year, good year in general, easy year, and something. It was just a fun year, and lots of fun stuff happened and good stuff happened that year that for some reason I still think I'm 18, and so that's why.
But really you're 20.
Yeah, so it's kind of like I'm stuck in that year, so. Like when people ask me how old I am, I'll be tempted to say 18, but I'll have to think for a minute, you know.
Yes, you will have to think.
Okay, but what about you? Why don't you?
Well, I didn't really go to high school, did I? I was home.
Oh, right.
I went to 1 year of senior school, which is like the equivalent of the British equivalent of high school
in Germany.
And then I moved. No, in England, and then I moved because you start it when you're 11. So I went to when I was. Went for a year when I was 11. Then
okay.
I
mean, well, who was your favorite homeschool instructor then?
Don't say homeschool. It's ending the meaning. but that's what it was. my favorite? I don't know if I've told you this. I've told quite a few people I know online. I had an English teacher who claimed to be able to speak to dogs. She said she went to a garden center once and the dog spoke to her and showed her around. And she was funny.
I think she might need some help.
No, she was funny. Then I had, I don't know, a few of them were nice.
What about the Russian guy?
Oh, God, he was just, I'm glad he didn't teach me very long because he was just weird.
What did he do again?
He just used to say very little. He just used to hardly speak. And whenever he spoke Russian, he used to speak it really aggressively. You know when someone speaks and they sound really aggressive? It's like, please don't speak, you scare me.
That's a good clip. Please don't speak, you scare me. Okay, thank you, Brarin.
That's what I feel like saying to you.
No. Shane, would you stop playing RuneScape and running RSBNB when you finished all of your goals from Jan? No, because there's always going to be new stuff coming and... I think we've said this before, that the only time the site will disappear is if either RuneScape disappears or something drastic happens with our ads, which pay for the site. Those are really the only two cases where the site would disappear.
Or if Mike and Shane get assassinated.
Yeah, but we would know who did that then.
No, you wouldn't. You'd be dead.
Yeah, but you would see the person.
Well, you know? Running the site.
Yeah.
Hello, I'm the new site owner. I killed your previous site owners.
And that'd probably be you.
What, are you accusing me of murder?
Yes.
I don't take kindly to accusations of murder. I'll kill you.
Oh, boy.
I don't laugh like that. Fuck.
Okay. Okay, next question, please.
Shane, now with 99 farming done, what's going to be your next RuneScape goal? To know life and become number one, like Zizima.
No.
I would. No. Oh, no, I wouldn't. Wait.
That's from Sebastian. I would have to say, right now, with the school term going, I'm working on 99 woodcutting. And possibly for the second term, the winter term, 99 firemaking. So we'll see how that plays out. And next summer, I'm already thinking ahead to that. It's either going to be somehow find a way to get 91 runecrafting to pay off another project or another herb lore or something. I don't know. Next summer's definitely going to involve some herb lore, runecrafting, and maybe some smithing. I haven't decided on what, so it's going to be like that. But also, I plan to get 99 fletching sometime around Christmas, maybe, like on Christmas break. Might as well tie that one off, you know what I mean? I don't care about fletching as long as it's not my second 99 or my first.
You've already got... I had your first 99, you idiot.
Oh, okay. Okay, let's be nice.
Sorry, it was just... insulting you is a reflex reaction.
Yeah, you seem to have fun with that, and our listeners enjoy it, but just so you know, Brad doesn't mean any of the stuff he says on the show. He's just like like a nice little kitten.
I'm not a little kid, you bastard.
Kitten!
I'll kill you.
Kitten!
I thought you said kid. I'm
no.
Ready to...
No. Okay. Thank you, Sebastian. Next question.
Okay. Have you ever fallen asleep in class? If so, did you get caught? No, I've never fallen asleep in class, and yes, I would have got caught because... Oh, no, I suppose in college. No, I don't think the teachers would notice, actually.
Yeah, that's right. I've never fallen asleep, and in university college, they really don't care if you fall asleep. People fall asleep next to me all the time.
Are you like in like a big lecture hall?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
They probably wouldn't be able to notice that easily if one of you falls
asleep. That's right. Unless they like fell, because it's raised seating. So unless they fell forward and out of their chair and hit their head really hard and started rolling down the stairs. So
I would laugh.
Yeah, I just. But once in regular school. I got told, somebody told me to wake this guy up because he was sleeping, so I jabbed him with my pen.
Did he hit you?
No.
Oh.
No. Then another one, person asked the teacher, do you want me to wake him?
What did the teacher say?
Yeah. He said, yes. So.
Wow, that was a really interesting story, Shane.
I know, hey? It's so fun.
I don't completely regret listening to that. Not at all.
Final question. I have to save my voice for tech news, so please. Brad?
Okay. Do you play any musical instruments? Sorry, the time delay got me there. Do you play any musical instruments? If so, what are they? That's from Shadow Assassin.
Okay. Do you?
Not really. I used to play a lot. Like I'm sure I've said on here before, I used to play the saxophone, but I don't play that anymore.
Were you any good?
No. No, I didn't practice as much as I should have, so no, I wasn't. And then I quit, so, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I don't play any musical instruments. I don't have much of a musical ear. If I did play musical instruments and had a musical ear, I would have composed our own theme song for this show by now.
Da-da-da-da.
Da-da-da-da. No. Okay.
So no, none of us are musically inclined.
No. On to technos now. Demonoid shut down by the CRIA with a question mark.
You bastards.
Let's lay down some background knowledge here first. First of all, the CRIA is the equivalent in Canada of the RIAA, which is the Canadian Recording Industry Association. So, basically, somehow they managed to shut Demonoid down, but it's really not known for sure what happened, because right now, like for the past 2 days, the server's been practically unreachable. So, it could be the CRIAA, but nobody has claimed responsibility for why this happened, and the Demonoid founders have no idea for why it happened as well. So,
and there was a story on Dig yesterday with pictures from the Demonoid IRC channel, which said that where people, apparently high-ranking people, were saying that the stories on Torrent Freak were a lot of crap, and that it wasn't the CRIA or something like that.
Yeah. So what's happening then? Why doesn't somebody just take ownership? See, at least the Pirate Bay has a good way of dealing with that. They put all their legal letters and stuff up on the website.
Why?
To make fun of the people. To make fun of the big
companies.
But
if they go straight to your ISP and take it down, then...
Yeah, but it's the Pirate Bay in Sweden, so they keep moving their servers and whatnot.
Oh.
Remember when they wanted to buy their own island? And make a nation?
Yes.
That was funny.
That was funny.
But anyways, I don't know. Hopefully it comes back up, because I rely on Demonoid for lots of things.
Yeah,
Not illegal, but whenever I need like a big patch or something, that's where I go.
I'm gonna go and say I was downloading something from Demonoid the day before it went offline. And I was downloading music, right? Music by a pretty obscure Canadian band. And the next day it gets shut down and it's supposedly by, you know, the Canadian record. That's like, wow, that is a really bad coincidence or I'm screwed.
So it scared you then?
What?
That you got shut down the day after.
Yeah, I shut down Demonoid. Woo! No, I didn't. I don't know, but it was just really funny that it was that the day after that I'd done that.
Yeah. How do you use torrents for music anyways?
You know.
You just download the torrent file and run it? Like, that seems like a lot of work.
Oh, really?
Okay. Well,
I was downloading loads of music on Tuesday, and I downloaded, right? I was just like going on to Pandora and finding music that I like the look of, and then downloading it. I accidentally downloaded 7 albums of Christian rock. Like Christian rock music, and I had like crap, delete, delete, delete. Don't want that shit on my system.
Oh boy. Anyways, that's what
I'm going to get arrested now.
Yeah, that's what Brad downloads, but we'll keep you up to date on this and hopefully it comes back.
Hopefully I won't go to jail.
Hopefully. Okay, it's official, Halo 3.
You want me to go to jail, don't you, you bastard?
Of course not. Why would I want you to go to jail?
I have no idea. Let's talk about Halo 3.
Okay.
Crapulence.
Why? It's a good game.
It's crap.
It's official, Halo 3 registers the biggest day in U.S. entertainment history. Microsoft announced today, or rather yesterday as we're recording this, Halo 3 has become the biggest entertainment launch in history, generating an estimated $170 million in sales in the United States alone in the first 24 hours. The Xbox 360 beat previous records set by blockbuster theatrical releases such as Spider-Man 3 and novels like Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows.
Yes. Howls.
Oh. You know, they were saying that Halo 3 was going to determine the fate of the Xbox 360.
The Xbox 360 is better than the PS3, I'll give it that, but I still hate Halo.
Why?
Because it's... I can insult Halo all I want, because all the Halo players will never listen to this, because they'll be busy no-lifing their game. So, you know, it's no problem. You know, I could say, you know, Halo 3 spreads AIDS, and nobody would ever say no, because they either haven't played it, or, you know, no idea, because if they are playing it, they're never going to listen to this. I will say that, actually. Halo 3 spreads AIDS.
I think that it just looks amazing, you know? Like the graphics of the game. Like the graphics of the game, it just looks amazing.
I think you're amazing, Shane.
Okay, then I'll read the final paragraph.
Does that make you uncomfortable?
Yes, Halo 3 is the conclusion to the epic trilogy where Halo 2 left off, answering questions around the fate of the beloved protagonist Master Chief and his artificial intelligence sidekick Cortana as they struggle to save the humankind from destruction at the hands of an alien coalition known as the Covenant. In addition to the rich storyline, Halo 3 continues the grand tradition of innovative online multiplayer experiences via Xbox Live, which is apparently the largest social network on TV. You know, I'm not sure how Xbox Live works, but I don't think it's really a social network unless it helps you find friends, you know?
Hmm. Yes.
Yeah, so, I don't know. But I think it's I might be tempted to get a 360, but it's just that, it's just so hard to move away from the computer for gaming, because I really like the way the computer plays games.
World of Warcraft. If they put World of Warcraft on Xbox 360, I'll play it.
If they put Counter-Strike on there, I'd get it.
Counter-Strike.
Counter-Strike is fun.
I bet you were surprised when we played Counter-Strike the other day at how better I was, wasn't I? I was kicking your ass.
Yeah. That's because
we went on that other server, and I was like 3-15, and you were like 20-9.
Which server was that?
I don't know.
Was that the gun game one?
No, I was kicking your ass on the gun game server, Shane, and then you started whining on Skype, so Mike went and found another server.
Okay, so, Halo 3 is out, and if we are wondering where all our Halo 3 friends went that own it, well, there are busy playing their games.
They're busy Yes.
Okay, on to the rants. You can have the first one.
Okay. Hang on a minute, bring the wiki up. Right. Hey. Hello. I'm posting this rant because I'm unsatisfied about the random events in RuneScape. They are the most unpleasant thing in RuneScape. The most annoying thing about them is that they occur while trying to teleport. This gets a lot of players killed. Or if you teleport and then go and make a sandwich or something. It's very annoying when they occur when you are fighting a string monster. Wow.
What the heck is a string monster?
I'm sure he means strong monster, but he mistyped it because he's a retard. Right, like King, Black Dragon, Kalfite Queen, etc. Especially when you get automatically teleported away. Random events should be changed. They shouldn't occur when trying to teleport anymore, and they should be limited of appearing in certain areas. Random events aren't 100% bad. I personally like the maze, even though it can be confusing sometimes, and the Evil Twin event. But still, the instant teleporting away troubles me. One more annoying thing about random events is that you get the useless items, useless clothes, instead of gems or other useful items. Players should have the ability to choose between a cloth part or another item. I'm asking Jagex to review the random events and limiting the places they appear, how they instantly teleport you away, and when they appear.
He does have some valid points.
He does have some valid points.
Say you're
Although
at,
I'm
like,
still unsure about this string monster you mentioned.
Maybe it's like string theory, you know? Have you read anything on that?
No.
Remember, all science is either physics or stamp collecting.
Shut up. No, it's not.
Anyways, maybe it's nothing to do with string theory, but some good points he raises. If you're fighting a strong monster, say for like the metal dragons, you know, and a random event comes after you kill it, and let's say it drops a pair of dragon legs, you could be gone long enough that you'd miss your dragon legs. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
I've had that happen.
Pick up your dragon legs first before, unless you get instantly teleported away.
Exactly.
Which would be really unlucky.
That's what.
And maybe Jagex doesn't want you to get the dragon legs. Take a hint.
That's happened to me a few times with other items, but they've been nothing like that was had a high value to them. Fortunately, so.
Ah, oh, that's a shame.
Yeah. What? No.
It's a shame.
No.
Yes, it is. Yes, no. It's a shame.
I don't know. So. Like, they don't even work. I think the random event system needs a complete revamp, don't you think? Like, what's a random event that you'd design?
I would design a random event that would be really, you know, annoying and... Yeah.
I'd design a first-person shooter random event where you need to shoot the mysterious old man 5 times.
I think, you know, I would design a sort of Counter-Strike-esque scenario where you and your team of 4 counter-terrorists have to raid the old man's house and subdue him because he is suspected of terrorism offenses.
And they'll rename your person to Jack Bauer and change your hairstyle.
Yes. And the people that go with you are... I don't know. Who are the other people?
The other agents. But
the other agents?
Yes. Anyways, so... But they'd all end up dead soon because everyone knows on that show you only have, like, maximum 2 seasons if you're a normal character.
Good. I hope Jack Bauer dies.
No. Won't. But anyways, that rant does have some points, but he is kind of a scatterbrain, so I'll take the next one. Bank space. There needs to be more of it. And for the people who want to be jerks, yes, there's the untrimmed Slayer Cape and untrimmed HP Cape are 2 of the rarest items in the game. Now, please stop posting it. To hell with you all. If anyone posts one more time about something like this, no, it's not the rarest. Insert item here is you'll be reported. No warnings. I bank most of my items and rarely find something I want to drop, so I really wish there'd be more bank space for members. All my friends complained about it, too. A lot of things I don't want to drop are quest items. I have 215 quest points and about 1/8 of my bank. It's filled with quest items and common things that are needed for quests. Ropes, prayer pots, food, etc. If you have 200+ quest points like myself, I'm sure you have a lot of quest items, too. By the way, the thread title was not originally mine, but the other thread I cannot find... and think this should be heard. I think you should make 15 new bank rows allowing 120 more items. There has been suggestions of a space for every item. This might take a long time, but by all means, it's a great idea. Credit for bank space for every item goes to this person's name. I'm sure about the one. I'm sure about one quarter of the non-Ottawa members' population is running out of bank space at some point, which is a real pain to them. Well, that's it. Plain and simple. We want more bank space. Is it really giving me much of an edge if I store more items? No, it's just more of a convenience.
I do agree that, yes, this is needed. We do need more bank space. More bank space is needed. Needed is more bank space. Mm-hmm. That's what I have to say.
Because, for instance, half like the items you get from the quest, you don't know if you'll need them at a later date, right? So some of them you could destroy, and other ones you could drop. But if you drop an item, for instance, say when you finish Monkey Madness, you end up with the Amulet of Monkey Speak and the four possible different talismans, right?
Yes.
Now, did you keep those when you finished Monkey Madness?
No, I did not.
So, have you ever had to go back to the island?
I had to go once, yes.
And it's pretty hard to get them back.
Yes, it is. It is also annoying.
See, it'd just be so good to get bank space for items like that, you know, that you can't get back. Or even have more of a warning that, oh, you can't get this one back because it's an item that you have to make yourself during the quest and it's not replaceable, so... I don't know, that's what I have to say about that, but when you were active on the game, how much bank space did you keep in your, like, how much open space did you normally have?
Probably about 2 lines.
Really?
That was when I played.
I have a page now.
What, did you clear some stuff out?
No, I just have a page and that costume room helped quite a bit, so... that's that. I don't know. A new skill, like, when... I forget what skill came out, they gave us more bank space, like construction or something.
You do need more bank space, I agree.
Because if you think about all those items that you were able to hold, and so, I don't know, I think the best time to add new bank space is when a new skill comes out, especially if that skill has lots of holdable items.
When's the next time a new skill will be released?
I don't know. Any bets?
27 days. 34... No, this is more than 34 hours in a day. Less than 34 hours, I mean. No, I have no idea.
No?
No, I have no idea.
Well, in November last year, Hunter was released, so... We're coming up to 11 months on that, so...
What new skill are they going to release?
Basket weaving?
Isn't that already part of crafting?
Yes, it is. Summoning or shapeshifting would be fun, don't you think? Where in the shapeshifting one, you can make yourself invisible.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Summoning, that sounds a lot like magic to me. I don't know.
I know. That's the thing. It could go on in a subset of magic. Like, there's just so many things. But I don't know. Anyways, on to other things. October Skill of the Month signups: Agility. That one hasn't been picked before.
I wonder who will know life and win.
I don't know. Let me check on the assignments right now. All right, what am I talking about? Assignments on the signups. There we go.
La 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 la.
Agility. La, la, la. We
agility.
Have got 17 sign-ups so far for it.
17 sign-ups.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I wonder who will win.
Will you be entering train?
No, I really don't want to do agility, but...
It's because you know you'll lose.
And we've had a little anomaly in our plan for Skill of the Month for farming. Somebody by the name of Sorted has decided that he was not going to follow our little agreement to let Warren win. So let's just say Mike has implemented a new plan to catch him, and looks like he's going to do just that, because...
He's going to do just that?
Do just that.
Mike's a Jew?
Do.
Sorry.
He's right now, he's 8K behind him, so... When you get
Go
those...
Go, Mike. Go, Mike.
When you get those magics...
No, sorry, he's not a joke, I don't know. But anyway, go, Mike. Go, Mike.
Because when you get those... seeds going per day, you can really, really gain lots of XP. So it's just a battle of levels because Sky won't be
I
able
bet the
to,
person
to...
heard that on the update and was like, wow, easy skill of the month win. Let's go.
Anyway, speaking of farming, I got almost 1.98 million XP this month. I think I should have entered.
Oh, yeah, well, you've never entered Farming Skill of the Month before, Shane.
Yes, I have. I've won it.
Did you win?
Yeah, when it first started last year.
Oh, Shane.
Anyways, we should be moving on, shouldn't we? The RuneWire beta is expanded to the public, so basically, now is your chance to get on RuneWire if you haven't already. Please note that Hotmail accounts are giving some problems, so it'd be best that you not use those, because we have a big warning on the sign-up page, but take a look at RuneWire. RuneWire.rsbnb.com will be moved to its own domain after the beta process is complete.
www.prunewire.com.
How is PruneWire, anyways?
PruneWire is currently in development stages. We hope to releasing better by 2020.
And what will it do?
Nothing.
Nothing.
PruneWire.com will redirected as said by Brad.com.
You mean just said by Brad?
Oh yeah, sorry, as said by Brad. Sorry. Shut up, Shane. Shut up before I shut you up. That wasn't a threat. That was a promise.
Okay. Well, what about our little contest?
What little contest?
Remember the little contest to get someone on the show?
Who on the show? That one.
Yes, well, we
had any entries.
Yes, one. So basically, I'm not going to mention any names, but nobody else enters, this person wins by default.
So nobody's PM'd me.
Okay, I've only got one. So what you need to do is you need to
MSN, his name or her name.
Okay, what you need to do is you need to go around RuneScape doing 5 skills. One must be farming and one must be fishing. Take a picture of you doing these skills, and when you do that picture, try and make it clear in the photo that you are doing this for RSBNB Update or RSBNB. Points will be awarded for originality.
Also add me on MSN and I'll come and report you as you say it. No, I won't.
No. Okay. Anything else? Oh, what have we been doing? What have you been up to?
Not much. Not much.
See, I have been... We had our RSBNB events last week. Got 99 farming. You were there, weren't you?
Yes, I was there.
Creepy got 99 woodcutting. And aside from that, I've been working on some... On that... You know our favorite language called Lisp. Involving myself
with Lisp. I've been working on my Lisp.
Lisp and Java. So that's what I've been doing this week. It should be lightening up by next week, though. So, anything else that you want to mention or talk about?
Not really, no.
Okay, so I think we're done then?
Pretty much, yes.
Okay, so RSBNB Update V19 is done. See you, everyone.
Bye-bye.